there was a growing interest in ski parks on behalf of city officials, but they didn't really know how to go about it, and some of the parks that were built were just subpar and terrible, and generally only in affluent areas.
They needed an expert.
They needed an expert. They just needed to listen to the local kids. You know, that was the one thing that they were missing from. You know, the kids were saying, "Oh, you should build this way. You should build this way," and they built it. I mean, the one instance is that I went to this park opening in Chicago. This is before I started the foundation. It was outside of Chicago in a highly affluent suburban area, and the city had built the ski park, and they were so proud of it, and they wanted me to come to the grand opening, and they wanted me to get a sneak preview of it the night before, and so they drove me there, and I skated around alone for a while, and what do you think? And I said, honestly, it's terrible. You know, and they said, oh, well, that's what all the kids are saying, but we said, wait till Tony Hawk gets here, just so you know how to ride it.
Yeah.
And just, you know, in my mind, that was exactly the problem that was repeating itself over and over and over in all these cities, was that the city officials would want to provide something and go with the lowest cement contractor that had no experience in ski parks and just wouldn't listen to the kids they were providing it for. And then the kids look like ingrates because they don't like the facility and they don't want to ride it, and they just go back to the places where they were skating.